Unit 4, pages 40 and 41. Reading.
Archaeology Now.
Archaeology has become extremely competitive. The choices you make can affect the progress of your career or even whether your career gets started at all. The advice and information on this page could help you decide whether archaeology is the right path for you.
Just starting out?
Archaeology may look glamorous, but do be aware that jobs in archaeology are few and far between. There are thousands of sites waiting to be investigated, but archaeology is expensive, so only some of them are under excavation. Jobs are not always secure. This work costs money, and when the economy is in trouble, it's the first work to get cut. Jobs are not well paid. Many young people want to be archaeologists. There's an oversupply of graduates who will all work for peanuts, and pay can be very low. If you want to be rich, don't be an archaeologist. TV programs show you the interesting bits. Don't get the wrong idea. Archaeology is slow, painstaking work. If you want instant results, stick to watching it on TV. It's hard physical work. Field work is a key aspect of archaeology. You spend a lot of time kneeling in mud. Archaeologists are always complaining about their knees. If you don't like discomfort, you might want to think again.
Still interested? Here's some advice about next steps.
If you are under 15, it's a good idea to join a local archaeology club. Go on small-scale digs and start handling small finds. You should also ask to help with writing up reports on the excavations. Visit sites and write reports for your school magazine. Study a science and perhaps a classical language like Latin. If you are 15 plus and still at school, you might want to consider a degree in archaeology. It combines art, history, science, databases and evidence analysis. It's good preparation for a career in business. If you have a degree and you still want to be an archaeologist, there are many different careers. Academic. You probably need a first-class degree. Teaching, research, field work, laboratory work. Circuit digger. Most people start like this, moving from one dig to the next, but you don't want to do it for long. It's a young person's job. Dig supervisor. The pay is better, and you could move on to being a researcher or a finds specialist. Government officer. Advising, for example, on the impact of a new road on a site. Museums officer. Collecting and displaying finds to the public.
Circuit digger. Pluses and minuses. Pluses. Variety. Experience. Fun. Knowledge. Minuses. Low pay. Short-term work. Always travelling. Irregular hours. Top tips for getting your first job. Get volunteer experience. Use the summer digging season. Get a range of experience, especially making records. Get a driving license so you can get to remote sites. Write a good CV. Include transferable skills like graphics. Keep yourself informed about what is going on in the field. Across a century.
Next year, the Department of Archaeology at the University of the North will have been training young archaeologists for 100 years. One of the first students wrote in his diary, "Today we heard about the Valley of the Kings. Two American archaeologists believe that they have found the tomb of Tutankhamun, but it contains no treasures. It's amazing to think that when this department first opened its doors, the real tomb of Tutankhamun was still undiscovered, and the death mask of the young king had not yet been seen in the modern era. Present students of the department have grown up with the image. It's what inspired me to take up archaeology, third-year student Kirsty Brown told me. When I was 10, I thought I'd be digging for treasure. The reality is a bit different, though. Kirsty has volunteered to work with Professor Barnes on the Royal Palace in the very north of Scotland for the last 2 summers. If you can call it summer, Kirsty laughed. She reminded me of the torrential rain that plagued the excavations for 3 months. All the volunteers worked in waterproof clothing for weeks on end, Kirsty said. Unfortunately, the rain gets in eventually and you end up completely soaked. I wondered if she'd felt like giving up. Not at all, was her reply. I'm hooked on ancient Scottish history. I find the work absorbing and I really don't notice how wet and cold I am. Under Professor Barnes's guidance and using scientific methods unavailable a century ago, the site has been recorded and trenches are being dug to establish its history. The first exciting finds emerged last summer. An almost intact drinking cup, a silver brooch, a sword blade, and a great deal of broken pottery and animal bones from the castle's rubbish dump. Kirsty is as excited by the humble finds as by the exotic. You can learn a lot about people by looking at their rubbish, she says, because it tells you about their daily lives. To me, this is treasure as much as a silver bowl or a chest of gold coins.
Circuit Diggers News. Tim Manio, USA. I worked all summer on buildings in the side streets of Pompeii near the main gate. Fascinating. And it didn't rain. Try it. You should wear a sun hat, though. Lily Carroll, Ireland. At the end of the excavation of the prehistoric settlement, we held an open day and lots of parents and children came to look at what we'd found. They were really interested. I definitely recommend involving the public. Mark Fuller, Australia. What I like about this job is being able to travel. I'm off to Central America shortly to work on a Mayan temple. A few weeks ago, I was in Jordan, excavating a Neolithic settlement.